हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. देर् इस् उपोद्घातभाष्यम् which is introductory before even we enter into the commentary on the mantras. We have to first see the Upodghata Bhashyam. That is introductory commentary. So as I told you, I want to tell you the correct meaning of every word also here. Now you've understood the content of the first mantra. So here, Shreyaha. Shreyaha anyat uta preyaha anyat. Shreyas, the path of knowledge is different, another, and praise is a path of knowledge, path of action, which is another one. Te ube nanarthe, those two, though ube means both, those two are they both. Two different paths which have to be followed sequentially for the ultimate good are of two different purposes, two different ends, and they purusham sinitaha. Sinitaha literally means bind. Sinitaha literally means bind. Purusham, they bind a person. Oh, both paths bind a person. What means is, both paths do not bind a person. The path of Aj, how does the path of Aj bind a person? The path of Aj also binds a person if he stops with Shravanam and Manana, Shravanam alone. Okay? And it's not enough a person simply attains a jnanam. The jnanam must become doubt-free jnanam. It must become assimilated knowledge that it should help him resolve the habitual errors. Only then knowledge liberates a person. Therefore, we say sinitaha, purusham sinitaha. But if the person who is given to the path of knowledge, for him, that path, he, absolute good happens. Between the two, tayoho, of the two. The person who takes the life of action, the preyaha yahavrunate, who chooses to follow the path of action, that person, hiyate, arthat hiyate, means he is prevented from the attainment of absolute good. Hiyate, he is prevented from the absolute end. It means he is prevented from the attainment of absolute end. Arthat hiyate. Is it clear? Okay. Now let us move on to the Bhashyam part. The next class can go faster. We entered into the Upodghata Bhashyam. Upodghata means introduction of the commentary. So let me take the text, Bhashyam text. If you, I think long ago, the commentary has been sent to all of you. Have you all got the commentary now in Samskritam? If you don't have, please ask the Arnijas. They have a PDF they can send you. This one is some Sanskrit. సో ప్రథమోధ్యాయ ప్రథమావలి దేర్ ఈవెన్ ది ప్రథమోధ్యాయ వి ఆర్ నాట్ సీయింగ్ ది కమెంట్రీ ఆన్ ది మంత్రాస్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ బట్ ఇట్స్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ బిఫోర్ ఈవెన్ ఆదిశేఖర భగవత్పాద బిగిన్స్ హిస్ కమెంట్రీ ఆన్ ది ఒరిజినల్ మంత్రాస్ హీ గివ్స్ హిస్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ అండ్ ఎనీ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ ఆర్ ఎనీ వర్క్ ఇస్ బిగన్ విత్ ది మంగళ ఆచరణం మంగళాచరణం బెనడిక్టరీ వర్స్ అ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ బెనడిక్షన్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ టు ఇన్వోక్ ది గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ ఫర్ ది సక్సెస్ఫుల్ కంప్లీషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ వర్క్ అండ్ హియర్ ఆల్సో ఆదిశంకర భగవత్పాద presence his mangalacharanam not in the form of a verse but in the form of a sentence and in the sentence in the opening sentence Shankara Bhagavatpada offers his salutations unto Lord Yama and Nachiketas So, Adishankara Bhagavatpada offers his salutations unto Lord Yama and Nachiketas. I tell you a secret. Whoever is afraid of death, you can recite this one mantra every day. Because in this only Upanishad where Lord Yama plays his role as a Vedanta teacher, plays the role of a teacher, Therefore, it's a very good, simple sentence. And why does Adishankara Bhagavatpada offer his salutations unto Lord Yama and Nachiketas? Because the Vedantic teaching, the Brahma Vidya Adhyapanam, the imparting of Brahma Vidya in this Upanishad happens between Lord Yama and Nachiketas. Lord Yama plays the role of a teacher, Acharyaha. Nachiketas is a Shishyaha, disciple. Therefore, the whole teaching comes in the form of a dialogue between Lord Yama and Nachiketas. Adishankara Bhagavatpada, first, as a benediction, offer salutations unto Lord Yama and Nachiketas. Let us the first sentence now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vaivasvataya Mrityave Brahma Vidyacharyaya Nachiketasecha. This is the first sentence. ఓం నమో భగవతే వైవస్వతాయ మృత్యవే బ్రహ్మ విద్యాచార్యాయ నచికేతసే చ ఓన్లీ ప్రోస్ ఓకే ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఎ పోయట్రీ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఎ వర్స్ ఐఎమ్ రీడింగ్ లైక్ దట్ దట్స్ ఆల్ సో హియర్ ఓం దర్ ఇస్ Not, no other word can make any beginning the most auspicious than Omkaraha. So first he begins his introductory bhashyam, upodghata bhashyam with Om. Om. I do not want to explain the meaning of the word Om. You all know very well. I have made you listen to my unformant Omkara many times. So, Om. Next. Namo, Namo, Namaha. Namaha, salutations, obeisance. Whenever the Namaha comes, now in you have learned the word Namaha should always go with the fourth case. Salutations unto whom? Bhagavate, you know, Bhagavan, Takaranta Shabda, and the fourth case is Bhagavate. Salutations unto Bhagavan. And who is Bhagavan here? Bhagavan here is the reverence, expression of reverence shown towards Lord Yama. Vaivasvataya. In Vedic culture, everything is Bhagavan. So time factor also is Bhagavan. Okay, time factor also is Bhagavan. Therefore, Vaivasvataya. So who is Vaivasvataha? Vivasvataha, Apatyam Puman Vaivasvataha. Vivaswan is sun. And you all know very well, Lord Yama's another name is Vaivasvataha. Vivasvataha, Apatyam Puman Vaivasvataha. Vivaswan means sun. And the sun is called Vivaswan because he is the source of all energy, the food. He is called Vivaswan. And Vaivasvataha, time factor, time itself is calculated based on the rising and setting of sun. Therefore, Lord Yama is said to be looked upon as the son of Vivaswan. So, Vaivasvataha is Lord Yama. Salutations unto Bhagavan Vaivasvataha, the Lord of Death. Mrityave. And the Vaivasvataha is Mrityuhu. Mrityuhu is Ukaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Mrityuhu, death. So Mrityave to the death. Salutations unto Bhagavan Vaivasvataha, son of Vivaswan, the Lord of Death. The Lord Death. And who is he now? He's not ordinary time factor. He's not ordinary Lord of Death alone. Here he is much greater qualification. Brahma Vidya Acharyaha. Brahma Vidyayaha Acharyaha. Brahma Vidya Acharyaha. The teacher of Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidyayaha Acharyaya. So, see, all the words are in the, all the words are in the fourth case. Why? One noun is in fourth case. All the adjectives describing Lord Yama are also in the fourth case. Bhagavate Vaivasvataya Mrityave Brahma Vidya Acharyaya. Salutations unto Bhagavan Vaivasvataha, Sanna Vivaswan, the Lord Death, who plays the role of a teacher imparting Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya Acharyaya. Not only to him, and Cha Nachiketase. Salutations unto Nachiketas. But for whose role as a student, we would not have got this Kathopanishad. Nachiketas, Nachiketas, Sakaranta Shabda. Fourth case is Nachiketase. Salutations unto Nachiketas also. Okay. So here, Om Namo Bhagavate Vaivasvataya Mrityave Brahma Vidyacharyaya Nachiketase cha. The Omkaraha and Atha, Om Shabdaha, Pranavaha and Atha Shabdaha are always said to be Mangala Vachake. Mangala Vachakaha Omkaraha, Mangala Vachakaha Atha Shabdaha. It means an auspicious word, because always any benediction begins with Omkaraha and Atha. Okay. So here we don't have in this sentence Om. But he begins with the Omkara. Okay. And one more thing you have to understand. Nachiketa is only a disciple. Why should Shankara Bhagavatpada offer salutations unto Nachiketas also? Because even though Nachiketas plays the role of a disciple in this Upanishad, any disciple of Vedanta Shastram later on is supposed to become the teacher of Vedanta Shastram. In fact, he will become a teacher of Vedanta Shastra also, if possible. Okay. Therefore, he was the youngest Vedantic student. Okay. Youngest student. Though it would be possible for him to become a teacher later on. Therefore, the deserving student who was aspiring for Vedantic teaching, who insisted only for the knowledge, of course will turn to be teacher also later on. He would become one of the sampradaya vids means he'll become one of the teachers in the lineage of teachers. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada thoughtfully offers his salutations unto Nachiketas also. This much is the commentary on the first meaning of the first sentence. Om Namo Bhagavate Vaivasvataya Mrityave Brahma Vidyacharyaya Nachiketase cha. Okay. Here, I want to remind you one nyaya called Dehali Deepan Nyaya. Dehali Deepan Nyaya means a threshold lamp analogy. Okay, nyaya. Dehali Deepan Nyaya. Dehali Deepa means a deepaha means lamp. A lamp placed on the threshold has the capacity to illumine both sides of the threshold. You know, both sides of the threshold. There'll be a threshold. You put the lamp is placed on the threshold. That lamp can illumine the both sides of the threshold. Inside of the room, outside of the threshold also. That is why jnanam is said to be just as this threshold lamp is capable of illumining both sides of the threshold. So also the knowledge is capable of destroying both, resolving both agami karma and sanchitam karma simultaneously. This Dehali Deepa Nyaya is used to talk about the knowledge, that how knowledge resolves both Hanchita Karma and Agami Karma. Similarly here, Dehali Deepa Nyayena, using this Nyaya, Shankaracharya offers his salutations to both Lord Yama and Nachiketas. Why? Lord Yama is the present Acharya. Nachiketas is going to be a future Acharya. Isn't it? Therefore, he offers salutations to both the present Acharya who plays the role of a teacher, and he offers salutations unto Nachiketas who is now in the home of a student and who would become a teacher in the future. So Brahma Vidya Acharyaya means salutations unto the teacher of Brahma Vidya, the current teacher, the present teacher, who played Lord Yama, who plays all of a teacher at present, and Achiketas, who would become a teacher in future, I mean later on. Is it clear? This much you need to understand as meaning of the first sentence. Om Namo Bhagavate Vaivasvataya Mrityave Brahma Vidya Acharyaya Nachiketase Cha. Brahma Vidya Acharyaya, one word, compound word. If you want to break it, you must break it as a Vigraha Vakyam. Brahma Vidyaya Acharyaya Nachiketase Cha. Okay. Next. Atha. Now, in the second sentence, the first sentence, Adishankara Bhagavatpada begins his commentary with Omkara. In the second sentence, he begins with the another Mangala Vachaka Shabdaha, Atha. Atha, Om, Now, atha is also an auspicious utterance. Atha means then. Kathakopanishad vallinam
sukha artha prabodhanartham.
Sukha artha prabodhanartham alpa grantha vrittirarabhyate. Alpa grantha vrittihi arabhyate. Atha kathakopanishad vallinam sukartha prabodhanartham alpa grantha vrittirarabhyate. Break it. Atha, then, kathakopanishad vallinam. Here, kathakopanishad. What is kathakopanishad? Upanishad, which comes in the branch known as Kataka branch, Kataka Shaka, is also known as Kathakopanishad. Kathopanishad is also known as Kathakopanishad. Two names are there. Kathopanishad, Kathakopanishad. Both names are of the same Upanishad. Why? This Kathopanishad comes in the branch known as Kathaka Shaka of Krishna Yajurveda. Therefore, this Upanishad is also known as Kathakopanishad. Okay. Kathakopanishadaha Vallinam. Valli means one section. Valyaha, many sections. Vallinam, of all the sections. Now you know very well, Kathopanishad or Kathakopanishad consists of three chapters. Each chapter has two sections. But totally there are six sections. Shad Valyaha. So Vallinam. Shad Vallinam. Okay. Kathakopanishadaha. Shad Vallinam. Shad is not there. I'm adding. So, of the six sections of Kathopanishad. Okay. Now, Sukha Artha Prabodhanartham. Prabodhanam, bodhanam, understanding, knowing. Prabodhanam, clear understanding. So, prabodhanartham, for the clear understanding, for the clear, doubt-free understanding of what? Artha, the subject matter. For the doubt-free, clear understanding of the subject matter, how easily, comfortably, sukartha prabodhanartham, sukhena arthasya prabodhanartham, sukhena arthasya prabodhanartham, sukha artha prabodhanartham, sukhena or sukham, mean what? Comfortably, easily, effortlessly, okay, for the easy, comfortable, easy, clear understanding of the subject matter of the six sections of Kathopanishad. Kathaka Upanishad Vallinam Sukartha Prabodhanartham, for the easy, clear understanding of the subject matter of the six sections of Kathopanishad. Arabhyate. It is begun. What is begun here? A commentary is begun. A commentary, bhashyam, but he politely says, vrittihi. Vrittihi means explanation, unfoldment. Okay. Vrittihi. Vrittihi literally means even a job. Okay. But here vrittihi in the literature, in the language of the as a language jargon, vrittihi means explanation. Alpa grantha vrittihi. Vrittihi is a strilinga shabda, therefore. Alpa grantha. Alpa grantha vrittihi. Alpa means a brief. Alpa means even ordinary, but here it means a brief. A simple, brief text of explanation is begun. A brief text of explanation is begun for artham comes prabodhanartham, for the clear understanding, for the easy clear understanding of the content, the subject matter of the six sections of Kathopanishad. Is it clear now? Atha Kathaka Upanishad Vallinam. Kathaka Upanishadaha Vallinam. Kathaka Upanishad Vallinam. Sukhena Arthasya Prabodhanartham, Sukartha Prabodhanartham, Alpagrantha Vrittirarabhyate, Vrittihi Arabhyate. Arabhyate, it is begun. It is started. What is begun? A brief, simple, brief text of explanation is begun for the clear, easy understanding of the content, the subject matter of the six sections of Kathopanishad. Clear? Okay, next sentence. Bodhanam, Prabodhanam. Okay, next. Sadehe, Sadher Dhator. In the second, third sentence. Sadher Dhator Visharana Gatyavasadhanarthasya Upanishad Purvasya. Or let me read once without breaking, then I can read it again. Break the sentence. Sadedhator visharana gatyavasadhanarthasyopanish upanipurvasya kipratyayantasya rupamupanishaditi. Sadedhator visharana gatyavasadhanarthasyopanipurvasya kipratyayantasya rupamupanishaditi. Sadher dhator visharana gatyavasadhanarthasyopani purvasya kvipratyayantasya rupamupanishaditi. Now I'll break the sentence. In this third sentence, Adishankara Bhagavatpada presents the meaning of the word Upanishad, for which he says how the word Upanishad is formed, coined, how where it is derived from. He says Rupam, Upanishad is the Rupam. Upanishad is a term. Upanishad is a, this term Upanishad is the form, is a form or formed of. a term formed of what? Sadehe, dhatoho, formed of the root sad. Dhatoho rupam. Dhatoho rupa means Upanishad is a form of the root. Form of the root means Upanishad is a term formed of the root. Of the root dhatoho. Which dhatoho? Sadehe dhatoho. Sat dhat. Formed of the root sad. Okay. Now Upanishad is derived from the root sad, that we know. And what is the meaning of the root? He says, Visharana. Visharanam is one meaning. Gatihi, another meaning. Avasadhanam is another meaning. Visharanam, gatihi, avasadhanam. These are the three meanings of the root sad. So this term Upanishad is formed of the root sad having three meanings. Visharanam, gatihi, avasadhanam. So here Visharana, because a compound word, therefore Visharana, gati, avasadhana, arthasya. Visharana gati avasadhana arthasya. So Upanishad is formed of the root sadhu having the meaning of Visharana gati and avasadhana. Okay. Visharanam means what? Visharanam means destroying. It's a gerund. Gatihi. Visharanam is the neuter. Gerund, okay. Gatihi means gamanam, attaining, reaching. Avasadhanam. Avasadhanam, weakening. Destroying, attaining, or reaching, and weakening. These are three meanings. So, the term Upanishad is formed of the root sad, having three meanings, Visharanam, Gatihi, Avasadhanam, meaning destroying, attaining, and weakening. Okay. And this dhatu also has what? Upani Purvasya. Upani Purvasya. Upa is one prefix. Ni is another prefix. Purvasya. So, Upanishad is, a term Upanishad is formed of the root sadhu, having these three meanings of destroying, attaining and weakening, and is dhatu having also upa and ni as its prefixes. Upani purvasya. Dhatu having upa and ni before it. Upani purvasya dhatoho. Upani purvasya dhatoho. Visharana gatyavasadhanarthasya dhatoho. Upani purvasya dhatoho. Upani purvasya means a dhatu, a root having upa and ni as two prefixes before it. Okay. Then, not only this Upanishad is a word derived from the root sadhu, having these three meanings with two prefixes, upa and ni before it, this Upanishad also has a pratyaya, but with affix. What affix? Quip pratyayantaha dhatuhu. This dhatu has quip pratyayantaha. Quip is the name of a particular affix. Okay? I wait to teach you in Sanskrit class. You don't need to don't break your head and all that. Just understand, quip is a pratyayaha, an affix. Pratyaya antasya. So, this Upanishad is a word formed of the root sadhu having three meanings the root having two prefixes upa and ni before it, and the root having quip affix at the end. Quip pratyaya antasya. The root having quip affix at the end. That's all. Okay. Don't need to know anything more than this. Understand the meaning of this Upanishad in the next class. Okay. So how he says, how this Upanishad word is formed? He says, Upanishad is a term derived from the root sadhu, which has three meanings. Visharanam, gatihi and avasadhanam. Destroying, attaining and weakening. And this root having two prefixes before it, upa and ni, upani purvasya. And this root having the quip affix at the end. Quip pratyaya antasya sadher dhatoho. Visharana gatyavasadhanarthasya sadher dhatoho. Upani purvasya. So, visharana gatyavasadhanarthasya one adjective. Upani purvasya another adjective. Quip pratyantasya another adjective. Three adjectives for sadehe dhatoho. So what does it mean? This term Upanishad is formed of the root sadhu, which has three meanings and which has two prefixes upa and ni before it, which has quip affix at the end. Is it clear now? What is quip affix? How it is formed? Don't enter into all the details. But not required for it. You must know, okay? But there'll be time you will learn quip affix also. Don't worry. Sadehe dhatoho visharana gatyavasadhanarthasya upanipurvasya quip pratyantasya rupam upanishaditi. Okay, next. One sentence will stop. Okay. Upanishad chabdena. Upanishad chabdena. You must read correctly. Okay, beautiful. Upanishad chabdena cha. Vyachikhyasita. Grantha pratipadya vedya vastu vishaya vidya vidyochyate. Upanishad chabdena cha vyachikhyasita grantha pratipadya vedya vastu vishaya vidyochyate. Okay. What is knowledge? Okay. The meaning of the word Upanishad. In the third sentence, Shankara Bhagavatpada explained how the word Upanishad is formed, where is it derived from. And the fourth sentence, he states the meaning of the word Upanishad. The fourth sentence, he says the meaning of the word Upanishad. Beautiful. Upanishad chabdena. Break it. Upanishad. Shabdena. Upanishat, not the. Upanishat shabdena. Upanishat shabdena. Means what? By this expression Upanishad. By this term Upanishad. Vyachikhyasita. Vyachikhyasita. Grantha pratipadya vedya vastu vishaya vidya uchyate. Upanishad shabdena vidya uchyate. Uchyate means is said. Is said literal mean. Is meant. Vidya means knowledge. Knowledge is meant by this term Upanishad. Upanishad shabdena vidya uchyate. Knowledge is said. knowledge is mentioned, knowledge is meant by the term Upanishad. Upanishad means knowledge. Knowledge is meant by the word Upanishad. Upanishad shabdena vidya uchyate. Knowledge is meant by the term Upanishad. And which knowledge? That is not said here. We have to understand Brahma Vidya, knowledge of the reality, is meant by the word Upanishad. Therefore, Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. Upanishad means Brahma Vidya. Upanishad means knowledge of the reality. Okay. And which knowledge here said? Vyachikhyasita. Vyachikhyasita grantha pratipadya vedya vastu vishaya vidya. Okay. Vedya vastu vishaya vidya. Okay, knowledge. So, knowledge is meant by the term Upanishad. And which knowledge? The knowledge for which Vishaya, subject matter, is Vedya Vastu. What is Vedya Vastu? Vedya means that which is to be known. Vastu means the reality. The reality which is to be known is Vedya Vastu. Vedyam Vastu, Vedya Vastu, to be known reality. The reality which is to be known, Ariyappada Vendiya Unmai, Meipurul, is Vedya Vastu. So Vedya Vastu Vishaya Vidya, the knowledge for which the subject matter is the reality which is to be known. And what reality which is to be known? We have to understand Brahma. Vedya Vishaya, Vedya Vastu is Brahman. The absolute reality, the reality which is to be known is Brahman. So Vedya Vastu Vishaya Vidya means the knowledge for which subject matter is the Brahman. Absolute reality, Brahman. So, Vedya Vastu Vishaya Vidya means knowledge of Brahman, the absolute reality which is to be known, is the subject matter of the knowledge. Okay. Now, Vyachikhyasita Vidya, Grantha Pratipadya. And this grantha, this text, pratipadya, what is pratipadya means? What is revealed by this text, Upanishad text here? Vedya Vastu. That is Brahman. So the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is to be known, a subject matter of this knowledge, and that subject matter is revealed in this Upanishad, revealed in this text, and which is Vyachikhyasita. See, which was desired to be commented upon. I mean, what Shankaracharya says, Shankaracharya had the desire to comment upon this Upanishad, comment upon this text, by which the subject matter revealed is the truth which is to be known. And here, the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is to be known, by all the spiritual aspirants, which implied by the term Brahman, is the subject matter of this knowledge, and which is the subject matter revealed by this Upanishad, Pratipadya Vedya Vastu Vishaya, and Vyachikhyasita, which is desired to be commented upon by me. That's the meaning. So, Upanishad Chabdena, Vyachikhyasita Grantha Pratipadya Vedya Vastu Vishaya Vidya Uchyate. What he says here is, Upanishad means knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahman. Brahma Vidya. Upanishad is equal to Brahma Vidya. Vidya is equal to knowledge of the absolute reality. And absolute reality is meant by the term Vedya Vastu. Vedya Vastu Vishaya Vidya. Vedya Vastu Vishaya Vidya means Brahma Vidya. Okay. And Brahma Vidya is the subject matter revealed by the Upanishad, Grantha Pratipadya. And which is to be commented upon. Vyachikhyasita. Which is to be commented upon. Okay. I'm going to stop here. So we will continue from the fourth sentence, next class. Is it clear? See, Vyachikhyasita is a participle. Grantha Pratipadya Vedya Vastu Vishaya. I'll do the Vigraha Vakyam of this compound. You will all enjoy it. Okay? I'll do it next class. Any questions in the first three sentences?
When we say Pratipadya, Swaminiji, do we mean revealed in the text or in the commentary?
No, wait. See, Pratipadanam. Okay? Revealing. Understanding. Pratipadanam, revealing. Pratipadyate is revealed. Pratipadya, to be revealed. Pratipadya, to be revealed. Pratipadyate is revealed. Grantha Pratipadya means Granthena Pratipadya Vastu. The subject matter, absolute reality, which is to be known, which is to be revealed by the Upanishad. Granthena Pratipadya Vedya Vastu Vishaya Vidya. The knowledge of the absolute reality, which is to be known, which is to be revealed by the text, and which has to be commented upon. Vyachikhyasita. Like Vyachikhyasita is a participle of a designative word, so they didn't want to confuse you. Vyakhyatum Icha. I'll explain that. I do not confuse it there. Understand this much. So the word knowledge of absolute reality, which is to be known by all spiritual aspirants, which is to be revealed by the Upanishad, the text, and which is wanted to be commented upon, is meant by the word Upanishad. I say Brahma Vidya is the meaning of the word Upanishad. That is what is said here. I have explained two words, okay? The rest I'll do in the next class. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harih Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.